about Obama talking to Medvedev.
I remember that one.
I remember that. Say his name. Putin was actually the head of the country, but he was the front man. Obama was the president.
Yeah.
The issue with the Logan Act is that you cannot negotiate this country's foreign policy when you are not in power. You're not a part of an administration. You're not elected to anything. You can't. You do not have that power.
It's a criminal.
That's the Logan Act.
Yeah.
Now, from what I understand, the Logan Act has been rarely invoked. But that wasn't even the big issue. The big issue was the fact that he lied to the vice president, that all he said to the Russian ambassador was Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever, and they didn't talk foreign policy, when in reality they did. And he lied to the vice president and said all they did was exchange holiday greetings. That's the big issue.
And he's lied before, too.
Yes.
He's lied before.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about the Logan Act and all that. When Richard Nixon was running for the presidency in 1968, he had his people behind the scenes. This was after LBJ had called for the bombing halt in Vietnam, and they thought it would give Hubert Humphrey the boost, and it almost did, to become the president in 1968. And Nixon gets on the horn, or he didn't do it, but he had his people get on the horn, his intermediaries, to the president of South Vietnam and say, whatever you do, don't cut a deal with the Johnson administration. I'll give you a better deal. And so the head of South Vietnam, I think it was Nguyen Van Thieu, he played hardball with LBJ during the 1968 presidential election because he thought he could get a better deal, his country would get a better deal under a Nixon administration.
You can't do that.
So here you go. But by the same token, Johnson was bugging Nixon's airplane. All this is fact, but we're not making any of this up. It's fact. You know, here's Nixon out campaigning, and they talk about Watergate and what Nixon did. Johnson had Nixon's campaign plane bugged. He knew everything that was going on. You know, we think all this intrigue has happened just in the last 2 or 3 years. This has been going on forever.
And then there's the whole story with Kennedy. The whole story when Kennedy was assassinated in Texas. You know, there were rumors around that there were people connected with Johnson and so on and so forth.
Which
that was ridiculous.
That's never been proven.
No, it never had, you know, but it was still in the news.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't make up the story plot. I mean, here you've got the vice president who wasn't just any vice president. He thought he should have been president, very ambitious, arguably the most powerful man in the country when he was the Senate Majority Leader, knew how the Congress worked, and he doesn't get the party nomination. It goes to JFK. JFK picks him as the vice president. The Kennedy family makes fun of Johnson. They call him Cornpone, always making fun of him behind his back.
Kennedy wouldn't have won if he didn't pick Johnson.
That's right.
Johnson won
Texas. Kennedy Johnson won Texas barely. And then he goes to Texas.
Yeah.
And Kennedy gets shot, and Johnson's in two cars behind him. You can't make up this storyline. But I think after all the investigations and, you know, people love conspiracies, I don't believe that LBJ was behind Kennedy getting shot.
I'll never forget when I was visiting my daughter when she was in Texas and went and saw this whole area.
Yeah.
Spent a whole afternoon.
School book depository.
And you could see where the whole thing could have been set up.
Well, as far as you got the railroad tracks, right?
That's right.
The overpass,
absolutely.
Those bushes, the grassy knoll, that memorial. So you could see
where somebody could have been laying there and nobody see them. Mm-hmm. You could see the whole thing.
Yeah. To this day, you wonder how the world would have changed had he lived. You really do. But there are those who believe...
You know what I always remember? He was a very good friend. Kennedy was a very good friend with Barry Goldwater.
Yep.
And they were going to travel on a bus across the country and have their debates.
But I told you that RFK wouldn't have allowed it. He said the day after the election when they won, he said the debates made a difference in why anybody who becomes president would want a debate. He goes, we'll never do it, and RFK called the shots behind the scenes. So JFK wanted to do that, but his brother didn't want to have
Barry Goldwater said yes.
No, of course.
Yeah.
The challenger always wants that stage, you know.
But it was interesting, wasn't it, all these news stories that came out?
You know, people don't realize that JFK was not a lock to be reelected. This country, there was a lot of division in the country back then, too. We have this, and the media has helped to portray this notion of Camelot, and everything was just peachy keen, so to speak, but this country was very divided at that point. fact, the country has always been divided. You look at the history, maybe during the Eisenhower years and during World War II, there was some unity. But since then, there has always been a big division in this country.
You know, and with JFK and then, of course, with Bobby. I mean, when you stop to think about some of the things that happened.
Well, I mean, it was unprecedented that a president would pick his brother to be in any cabinet post, let alone attorney general. But Kennedy did it.
He did it.
And
that was a lot of controversy, too.
Well, and J. Edgar Hoover, bugged Hoover big time. So
why do you think J. Edgar Hoover lasted all those years?
Because he had the goods,
he
baby.
He had the goods on everybody.
You bet. Had that manila folder.
Yeah, that's right, that manila folder. That was the one that had everything. That was like, they called it Hoover's Bible.
Yeah.